And now, James Gravel.
In our previous study, we began an examination of the various ways in which the phrase, the will of God, can be used. Someone might ask, for example, what was God's will for His own Son, Jesus Christ, while He was here on earth? The answer could be offered from God's viewpoint that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. Or, an answer could be provided from the viewpoint of Christ Himself when He said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me, John 6, verse 38. Each of these answers would be correct, biblically speaking. Someone else might inquire, what is God's will for unfaithful Christians? The answer could be offered, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works. Jesus said that in Revelation 2, verses 4 through 5. Or it might be stated that God's will is that unfaithful Christians confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed, James 5, verse 16. Once more, both answers are founded in Scripture. Another person might say, what is God's will for those who are suffering? It might be said of some who are suffering, as it was of King Ahab, you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring calamity on you. 1 Kings 20, verses 20 through 21. On the other hand, it might be suggested that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, notice this, will suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Such answers, showing that both the evil and the righteous may suffer on occasion, are perfectly in accordance with God's will. It is obvious, then, that the phrase, the will of God, covers many different aspects of both God's nature and our physical and spiritual existence. Thus, it frequently is not possible to say, this is the will of God, without defining which will of God is under consideration.